to Gaza now, where a third of medical facilities have already shut down. That's according to the UN. Those still in operation are short on medical supplies and drinking water. And UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, says it is on the verge of running out of fuel to power its generators. Aid trucks are slowly bringing in supplies through the Rafah crossing, but those shipments do not include fuel. Israel has banned fuel shipments to Gaza since the Hamas attack on October 7th that killed 1,400 Israelis. They say fuel could be diverted for use by Hamas militants. Well, we're going to hear now from someone with firsthand knowledge of the situation. Mohammed Hawajri is a nurse at Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, also medical coordinator for Doctors Without Borders there. Mohammed, welcome. And I want to ask, just, I know you were just at the hospital half an hour before speaking with us. What is the condition there?
Thank you very much. Every day we go to Shifa Hospital to support the MRH staff there. So it is close to 200 injured people on the floor there. And there's a shortage of the medical staff as well because the Israeli forces forced the Gaza Strip citizens to move to the south of Gaza. So before I leave the hospital, it was hundreds of patients, hundreds of injured people on the ground. I was looking to some supplies. It was difficult. A lot of injured, a lot of wounded. So with shrapnel everywhere in the bodies. Actually, this
shrapnel
war.
Shrapnel everywhere in bodies, you said. Go on.
Yeah. And burn, you know.
You're saying there aren't enough doctors, there aren't enough nurses. Tell me more about supplies, medicine, bandages. Do you have them?
Actually, we donated some medical items like that. So close to us. Yeah. So they have a shortage of bandages. They have a shortage of doses as well. They have a shortage of medical lines. Antibiotic IVs, a lot of important medications or medicine that should be given to the patients.
Tell me more about the type of patients, the type of wounds you are seeing and trying to treat.
Actually, this war, it's not like the past escalation. This war, the rocket, it's damaged the skin. You have deep burns.
Deep burns.
So today we did a dressing for 10 of that patient inside the emergency. The percentage of the total body surface areas in their bodies is close to 70% burns. And the burns are very deep. They need some debridement inside the operation theaters. I discussed with the medical director of the Shifa Hospital about the operation theater list. He said that there is 650 patients on the waiting list for doing plastic surgery.
Like 650 patients on the waiting list for surgery.
Yeah. Or plastic surgeries, orthopedic surgeries as well.
Are you getting any sleep?
So, you know, we sleep like 2-3 hours and we come back. So as MSF also, so they enforce us to leave Gaza. But we are taking the responsibility and the risk to stay with our people and to help them. And we don't care about taking rest. We're just keeping on and provide them medical care.
Just last question, because you've been telling me all about the work you're trying to do, the people you're trying to help. Just as we were getting on the line, you were telling me you've had to flee your home because it was attacked early in this war. Where are you going home to at night?
My colleagues who are doctors and nurses in MSF. So we stay in our office. So we sleep with our family.
So you're sleeping in the MSF, the Doctors Without Borders office.
Yeah, the Doctors Without Borders office. And we have two clinics in Gaza City. So it's not far away from Shifa. So that's why we come to take rest for an hour and come back again.
Mohammed Hawajri of Doctors Without Borders in French. It's Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF. He's also a nurse at Al-Shifa Hospital. We've been speaking with him from Gaza City. Mohammed, thank you. Be well.
Thank you very much.